tragedy on the air show circuit. Rockefeller questions the American-U.S. Airways merger. And the winner is Emory Riddle. This is Aero News for Monday, June 24th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The airshow industry is mourning the loss of two of its family members after a tragic accident this past Saturday at the Dayton International Airshow. Jane Wicker and Charlie Schwenker were reported dead after a 12:45 local time Saturday performance. Video of the accident shows a transition to a low-level inverted pass with her sitting upside down but right side up at the conclusion of the maneuver that appears to have gone wrong as the aircraft either stalled or started the execution of a roll reversal and impacted the ground. The 450-horsepower Stearman biplane known as Aurora was consumed by a significant post-impact fire. The accident was isolated. There were no other injuries. FAA and other officials are on site investigating the incident. Airshow officials canceled the remainder of the Saturday show, but in true entertainment tradition, the show did go on Sunday. ANN will report more details of this tragic loss as they become available, and we send our prayers and sympathies to the families and friends of those gifted performers. While the show went on as scheduled in Dayton Sunday, there were tense moments at the Quad City Airshow in Davenport, Iowa, after airshow pilot John Klatt experienced an engine problem, one serious enough to necessitate the release of his canopy in the middle of his performance in order to see to execute a safe emergency landing. This appears to be one of those circumstances in which an airshow pilot had mere seconds to deal with a bad and deteriorating situation. According to a statement at Klatt Airshow's website, quote, John's MXX experienced an engine failure, which forced him to execute an immediate emergency landing. John released the aircraft's canopy, which had become coated with oil, in order to regain forward visibility to land. He suffered some minor burns and bruises, but is otherwise fine, end quote. Senate Commerce Committee Chairman John D. J. Rockefeller IV said he has concerns about the pending merger between U.S. Airways and American Airlines as the latter company emerges from bankruptcy. In his opening remarks at a hearing of the U.S. Senate Subcommittee on Aviation Operations, Safety, and Security on the U.S. Airways-American merger, Rockefeller said he knows no industry sector could sustain year after year of multi-billion dollar losses, adding, quote, although more carriers often meant more options for travelers, a weak and unstable industry was bad for our economy, our communities, passengers, and airline employees. The question before us today is whether the latest and perhaps final round of consolidation will bring the long-sought stability and the benefits that come with it, or whether instead it will bring fewer choices and higher fares for consumers, end quote. Rockefeller said he has supported previous airline consolidations because he thought it necessary for the health of the industry. However, he adds, quote, the advantages of previous consolidations have not yet been passed on to consumers. They are facing higher fares, crowded and often smaller, less comfortable airplanes, and fees for every conceivable service. The industry has become profitable and devised new revenue sources, yet it still ranks at the bottom of customer satisfaction services, end quote. Four teams from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University's Daytona Beach, Florida campus have outperformed the 62 other colleges and more than 1,200 other students at the recent 2012-2013 FAA Design Competition for Universities. The annual competition, which challenges U.S. college students to find innovative solutions to real-world airport and runway safety issues, included 244 submitted design proposals in six categories. The Embry-Riddle teams, consisting of human factors students, finished number one and number two in the category of runway safety, number one in airport management and planning, and number three in airport operation and maintenance. The first place teams in each category will receive their awards and present their design projects at FAA headquarters on July 17th. In addition, they will discuss their work at the Airport Consultants Council's Transportation Security Administration Summer Series Workshop. That's on July the 18th. The FAA is in the preliminary planning stages for a new control tower at Baltimore-Washington International Airport, which will replace the existing 30-year-old facility. The project is estimated to cost not less than $26 million. The Baltimore Sun reports that the FAA looked at the option of renovating the existing tower, assessing the structure's age and location on the airport above Concourse C before deciding to build a new structure. The process also included projections of future air traffic, staffing levels, and technology. Initial plans call for a tower that is 228 feet tall, or about 100 feet taller than the existing structure. The FAA is working with the Airport Authority to coordinate the tower's construction with the airport's master plan, which calls for opening an expanded terminal this summer. When Aero News continues, what's in a name? The Royal Navy has a new eye in the sky, and now you can supersize your order on Samoa Airlines.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues for Monday, June 24th. I'm Glenn Moyer. While there's been no official notification in the form of a news release, it appears that Pinnacle Airlines will emerge from bankruptcy as Endeavor Air after receiving financing and executives from Delta Airlines. Pinnacle recently relocated from Memphis, Tennessee to Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport in Minnesota, and became a subsidiary of Delta. It flies routes exclusively for Delta as Delta Connection. Employees of the airline are currently voting on a new logo design, and the Minnesota Post reports that the rebranding will be officially launched on Wednesday. But the new logo and rebranding are unlikely to show up as livery on the airline's airplanes, which will sport the Delta Connection brand. Insiders say that the changes are targeted more at the company's employees in an effort to boost morale after what was described as a quote-unquote bruising restructuring under Chapter 11. Scan Eagle is a maritime reconnaissance asset that can be launched off the back of Royal Navy and Royal Fleet auxiliary ships day or night to gather intelligence. Built by Insitu, a subsidiary of Boeing Defense UK Limited, the Scan Eagle is the first maritime-specific unmanned air system capability to be delivered in support of naval operations. The unarmed aircraft, which has a wingspan of just over 9 feet and weighs 48.5 pounds, is launched from ships into the sky by pneumatic catapult. Flying at about 60 knots, it is commanded by a specialist team on board the ship who will plan the Scan Eagle's missions, control its flights, and monitor and analyze the information it gathers using its state-of-the-art sensors. At the end of its flight, the Scan Eagle is recovered back to the ship. Samoa has one of the world's highest rates of obesity, so it may come as no surprise that Samoa Air, which was the first to charge passengers by what they weigh, is now offering special seating for its extra-large customers. The airline is introducing what it calls, quote, XL class, end quote, seating for passengers who weigh more than 286 pounds. In a report from Australia's ABC and relayed by the UK newspaper The Telegraph, Samoa Air executive Chris Langton said the changes in seat spacing, an increase of 12 to 14 inches, would be completed this week. Samoa Air, which is the national airline of the island nation, charges passengers a fixed price per kilogram, which adjusts depending on the length of the flight. The charge includes the weight of both the passenger and their luggage. Langton said other airlines are likely to begin using just such a pricing structure and modifying their aircraft to accommodate larger passengers. But a Jetstar spokesman said that it would not be imposing a size surcharge for its larger passengers, despite a growing obesity problem in Australia. Jetstar is a subsidiary of Qantas. That airline does recommend that a passenger purchase two seats if he or she cannot sit comfortably in one with both armrests down. Virgin Australia said through a spokesman that it does sometimes weigh passengers for the purpose of making accurate weight and balance calculations for its airplanes, of course. Being of XL stature myself, I applaud Samoa Airlines' actions. As for Virgin Australia, it's bad enough we have to take our shoes off. Now you want me to step on a scale in public? I can think of more than a few men and women who are not going to like that idea. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.